problem with doing the speaking bit is you have to stop pogoing, but I'll stop and tell you what we're playing. Classic and well ahead of its time, Renegade Legion from about 3 years ago on Fnac and the Weeping Waste. And in the background, just finishing Evolution from Mandala. Stand by, John Peel up and coming. Westwood at one, and tomorrow night on The Essential Mix, DJ Gusto, responsible right now for Disco's Revenge, is our special guest for the peak of your Saturday evening, midnight till two. Have yourself a great weekend. See ya!
Thanks very much, Pete. First class stuff. Now let's go for a record that's really saying something. One of the great records of our or any other time. This is Eric and Tactic on Screwdriver Records. Boom Shakalaka, of course. A bunch of records came in during the week from Grilled Cheese Records. This is one of them, Blink 182. Noise indeed from Blink 182. I assume that's how you say it, on Grilled Cheese Records, 7-inch single. Well, it's an EP, really, called, I'm afraid, They Came to Conquer Uranus. I know you're supposed to say Uranus these days, but that's not the point, I suppose. Wrecked Him was the title of the track. And now something from a compilation LP featuring Appendix Out, Tunic, Kilgore Trout and Brewster. This is on Up Records of Accrington, Paris and New York.
I never felt so young. It's been a tired month. I have to drag myself around. I'm feeling wholesome as if I never felt so young. It's been a tired month. I have to drag myself around. It all speaks to me in a brand new way to fill my illness. My inner reproductive urge left me with my new. It'll speak to me in a brand new way to fill my illness. My inner reproductive urge to bless me with my new qualification, qualification, qualification. I feel energy as if I never had before. It's been a hollow year, I have to find my life again. I feel energy as if I never had before. It's been a hollow year, I have to find my life again. Find my life. It'll speed to me I never felt so young too. Never felt so young.
From Monday, the UK's number one music station presents Great British Music Week. Featuring exclusive session tracks from Oasis, Pulp, Supergrass, Ash, Blur, Suede, The Blue Tones, Elastica, Paul Weller, and many more. Plus, the Brit Awards live on Monday. The Best of Britpop in concert on Tuesday. Massive Attack in session on Wednesday. Sean Ryder with Collins and McConey on Thursday. And Simon Mayo's Golden Hour Britbox on Friday. Great British Music Week on the original Great British Music Station. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
can feel me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little je ne sais quoi on the Jump Up label, that's the X New Dawn remix, and from Pure Morning on Radar, Scum. That's Pure Morning and Scum, and I got a letter from Aid out of Pure Morning, and he says, amongst other things, things have been a bit quiet for the band over the past year as we've been recording. Now we're doing dates at Bath Moles Club on Saturday the 17th and London Dublin Castle on Thursday the 22nd of February. The problem with this is, I mean, wonderful news, but the problem with this is that, as far as I can work it out anyway, Saturday isn't the 17th, or there isn't a Saturday the 17th in February, and if it comes to that, there isn't a Thursday the 22nd either. But there you go. It's enigmatic and exciting and tantalising, and I'm sure if you live anywhere near the Dublin Castle in London or Moles Club in Bath, you can probably work out for yourselves when Pure Morning are going to be there. This is from the Treble Spankers on a major label, actually, now. Top Dutch Instrumental Artists. Or are they Belgian? No, Dutch, I think. Anyway, on Polydor Records from an LP called Hashida, this is Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Those are the Treble Spankers and Popcorn. Also in the course of tonight's exhilarating programme, we'll be giving you, if I remember anyway, the names of the winners of our spiritualised competition. There are an extraordinary number of entrants for this, really a quite surprising number. This is Angel in the Realms of the Groove. This is a 12-inch on Save the Vinyl Records by Angel. It's called In the Realms of the Groove. And Mark Stevenson and Rachel had a baby called Joseph on Monday morning and would like me to play a record for them, which I'm very happy to do. Rather an appropriate title, actually. It just happened to be the next one up, but it is appropriate. It's called Feeder, and this is on Mute Records. It's by Toe Nut. And it doesn't seem to be going. There we go. Oh, not the track's called Feeder. It's one of the tracks that you get as on the B-side, I suppose, as it were, of their current single, which is Mouthful of Pennies. After the news, Swindle.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
The Sinn Féin leader, Gerry Adams, says he's not optimistic about the peace process in Northern Ireland after a two-hour meeting with officials from the Irish government. Here, mystery donors are offering a £1 million bounty to help police catch the bombers who attacked London's Docklands a week ago. Damage to wildlife from oil from a stricken tanker off the coast of Milford Haven in West Wales isn't as bad as was first feared. Some sensitive environmental areas are hit. The cleanup continues in the morning. NATO forces in Bosnia have found weapons and explosives disguised as children's toys at a building thought to have been a terrorist training school. 11 people, three of them Iranians, have been arrested. There's been a crackdown against suspected drug dealers in Cambridgeshire. 24 arrests have been made after a series of police raids. And an 11-stone dog is recovering this evening after getting its head stuck in a cat flap. The St Bernard had to be freed by firefighters from Basingstoke in Hampshire. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
That's another one on Grilled Cheese Records. Swindle, the name of the band, and that's called My Mind. And Calvin Party, here's from the here's one from the LP Lies, Lies and Government, Celebration.
Celebration.
36 and a half minutes into the programme now, so I think I can stop shouting. That's the Calvin Party on Probe Plus celebration from the LP Lies, Lies and Government. In case you're wondering what's become of the Grifters, who are in session tonight, the first of them coming up shortly. They only did three numbers for us, though. And amazing thing, actually, the sort of things that happen to you if you, you know, opt for a career in showbiz. I just opened a letter from, well, I suppose I better not give his name. I know that sounds a bit melodramatic, but I probably better not. A chap who writes to me from time to time from Baghdad, and it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, however much you resist propaganda, you're tempted to, you're kind of susceptible to it, however hard you try not to be, so you can't really imagine what life in Baghdad must be like. And there's this bloke there who writes to me fairly regularly. He's just been called up to do his compulsory military service, but has managed to have it postponed for a year. But he's sitting there listening to Falter tracks that he's taped off the BBC World Service programmes that I do, and, you know, this is what he likes best, is The Fall, and I just, you know, it makes you feel like a world citizen, if that's not too terribly corny, to think that there's this bloke sitting there listening to these four things that he's taped off your programme. A pretty neat feeling, I'd say. This is, well, I'm not sure whether it's EBI or EBI, but it's on Space Teddy Records. Sudu. CD on Space Teddy Records, which is called 10, Susumu Yokota, EBI or EBI. I think EBI sounds more authoritative, really. Suru is the title of the track. And already, the faxes are beginning to pour in. The number is 0645 110 100. And here's most of them, of course, from record company people who want to sleep with me. Here's one from Duncan at Hipster Records, asking about some hipster records that they sent me during the week. One of them crops up later in this programme, Duncan. Here's the first from the Grifters, though. They're in session tonight. Saw them playing in the Rough Trade Shop in Covent Garden a weekend or so ago, and very good they were too. This is Steam.
Slip inside for an hour. Stay outside a thousand years. Drop our heads in the shower. Does that dry away your tears? I can't stop.
And are grinning their way into your hearts. Those are the Grifters in session, and that's called Steam. Here's another letter, exactly the kind of thing that I like to read. It comes from a chap who's been corresponding with me in a rather, I have to admit, one-way sort of manner for about, well, quite a long time now. Bob the Chiropodist, who rides from Leeds, and he says, John, friends of ours run a rave bar in Brazil, and to keep them up with what's happening, I've been sending them tapes compiled from your shows. And I started choosing the tracks along the lines of, well, I don't like it, so they probably will. But now I'm a convert with a discerning ear. It's like finding a new world. I play the tapes all the time in the car. Perfect driving music. Great. That's exactly what I'm working for. And he goes on to say, hope you'll have a good time in Leeds in April. That's, of course, a reference to Sound City. Actually, Bob, the truth of the matter is, I shall be coming to stay with you. Are you ready for another mix of Plug Myself In?
Plug myself in.
Joe Wiley on the weekend means more music, top new tunes, the week's vital purchases, and original exclusive Radio 1 sessions from the likes of... Me, Joe Wiley, making the most noise. Saturdays at 2:30 on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. It'll be a revelation.
Fall, of course, that's a track from the LP Sinister Waltz on Receiver Records, Blood Out of Stone. And before Joe Wiley, it was Dose and Marquis Smith on Coliseum Records. Plug myself in again, the Intensive Care Mix. And there seem to be at least six new alternative mixes, at least new to the ones that featured in the Festive 50 last year, which is exhilarating stuff indeed. I'd be very pleased if they made another record together. And here's a fact from 13 Moon Records of Cardiff from Nick and Mrs. Fenn. John, can we sleep with you too? Oh, all right then.
Yeah.
so many strange and exhilarating and daft and exciting records around that these programmes can never really be anything other than a distillation of the stuff that I've heard during the previous week. And, I mean, bear that in mind, because there's a lot of stuff that I'd like to be able to play but have no time to do so. That was Maisie Fade from Marginal Communication Records, Draco's Light, the title of the LP, and that was Nightmare Sound Man. Here's something else that came in, I think, from New York, actually, during the week, from Space Needle, and this is Before I Lose My Style.
Outside.
couple of style tracks there. Fiendishly clever stuff, really. Jimmy Reed and I'll Change My Style, preceded by Space Needle on Zero Hour Records. And Before I Lose My Style. While this were going on, I opened an envelope containing a fanzine, which I think you're going to like, I must admit. Volume number one of Going Places, which is the UK's first bi-monthly fanzine dedicated to the M11, featuring the M11 corridor and Mustard Valley. And a note from the editor on the front of it says, amongst other things, listen, do yourself a favour, wash down the Rover and get out on the M11 this weekend. Turn off at Junction 8, go to Bishop Stortford. They film Lovejoy there, you know. But above all, open your mind, read this magazine, let the M11 flow through. And then maybe, just maybe, you'll begin to understand why. And there's also an opportunity to adopt a junction on the M11, see somewhere inside for further details. I will let you know more about this because I think it's probably quite an important publication. From White Heaven, somebody's been sending me a bunch of stuff from Japan as well, and this is on Noon Disc Records, an LP called Next to Nothing. This is Midsummer Stroll. We'll be right back. seem to have been around for a very long time indeed, but I've only just heard of them myself. That's White Heaven from Japan on Noon Disc Records, an LP called Next to Nothing, and that was Midsummer Stroll. Here's another one from our session guest tonight, The Drifters, Subterranean Death Ride Blues. This is one they did in the record shop, I know they did.
Subterranean Death Ride Death Ride Blues. Most of the day ain't much to say. Better off dead than losing your head. Well, I've got it back.
If you bought this record to learn how to speak hip from a record man, that is the squarest thing I ever heard of. I mean, wow. But look, so like you bought it, you must need it. So that was a smart move, you know what I mean, or something?
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of hip.
Oh, just relax, baby. Me and this other cat, we're going to straighten you out.
This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
What time is it? I gotta make a phone call.
Shh. The twilight world of the American hipster is an important American subculture with a language all its own. To enable you to speak this language of hip exactly like the hipsters themselves, we've provided an actual hipster to teach you the correct pronunciation and delivery of his language.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, your instructor, Mr. Geets Romo.
Look, is it going to be a long session, man? Let's head out for some pizza or something.
Mr. Romo, would you speak into the microphone, please?
I just want to say this is a wonderful thing, what you're doing, you know? So the public can pick up on what's happening, like, you know? Straighten everybody out and let them know where this whole other scene is, where it's at. You know, so everybody will stop coming on all the time. And then we'll get, you know, world peace.
A 12-inch from Mark Stewart, his first record in quite a while, certainly the first that I've heard, and that's called Crawl Space. Before that, it was Del Close and John Brent, and Introduction, that's on Asphodel Records, another track from that Research Incredibly Strange Music Volume 2 LP. That's the thing about kind of talking hip. And before that, it was the Grifters, in there in session tonight, Subterranean Death Ride Blues. And going back to Mark Stewart, I've got a flyer here which tells me that Mark Stewart and the Mafia, only UK show, the Leisure Lounge, Holborn, London, on stage, 9:46 p.m, very precise. Tuesday the 20th of February. Technorific, dubtastic, it says. The Mafia, a Doug Wimbish bass, Skip McDonald guitar, Keith LeBlanc on drums, Simon Mundy keyboards, Adrian Sherwood mix. That's on Tuesday the 20th again at the Leisure Lounge Holborn on stage 9:46. Mark Stewart. Right, this is the track that I mentioned earlier on Hipster Records from a single-sided EP called, as far as I can tell, Trial and By Trial. This is Turn Away. Hipster Records, now based in Keighley, that's a Trial, and the track's called Turn Away. After the news, Davey Allen and the Arrows, new release on In the Red.
97-99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Wildlife near the stricken supertanker CM Press off the coast of Milford Haven seems to have escaped major oil pollution. Experts say the slick is far smaller than first thought. Northwesterly winds are keeping it out to sea. The Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams says he's not optimistic about peace in Northern Ireland after a meeting with officials from the Irish government. Here, mystery donors have offered a £1 million bounty to help police catch those behind the Docklands bomb. 14 babies who had painful and expensive surgery to correct skull deformities may not have needed the operations at all. Some of their parents in North Yorkshire say they're considering taking legal action. NATO forces in Bosnia have found weapons and explosives disguised as children's toys at a building thought to have been a terrorist training school. Three Iranians are among those arrested. And a British bus firm is having to recruit drivers in Australia because it says it can't find anyone suitable here. The first imports arrived from Brisbane this week to clock on at the company in Oxford. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
That's a single from Chopper, which is called Porcelain, and it's on Crackle Records, which is based in Leeds. And I should be playing loads of records from Leeds between now and Sound City, so that when I go up there, people think, what a great bloke he is. This is M-Zone.
I'm
This is called Rain, and it's by the Third Eye Foundation from Linda's Strange Day Records and an LP called Semtex. Before that, it was M-Zone on Boscaland, and here's a fax from the Isle of Mull, and it says, please say hello to Laura up near Dingwall from Ian, Sana, I think it is, and Mucky, looks as though it might be, from the Isle of Mull. Play us some aggressive Jolly Roger. I got a lot of requests for Jolly Roger records, actually, but don't have any in the no long and noble traditions of the programme. Have none in the box tonight, alas. In fact, this is nothing like Jolly Roger at all, but it is pretty good. This is Lizard Music.
Songs on Radio 1 from Supergrass. Edwin Collins. And Terrorvision. More new music than any other station. Guaranteed. Radio 1. The UK's new music. First.
That's Jonah Dan on ACT Records, 10-inch EP, Meditation Rock, verse 4 was the track I played you. Before that, from World Domination Records, it was Lizard Music and Routine. And because I've been enjoying the music so much in tonight's programme, I mean, I know you're always supposed to say that, but I really have, so I've forgotten all about the competition, the Jason Pierce competition, to win a copy of the Spiritualized EP, limited edition of however many thousand it was, 1,000 or 10,000, forget which, to be honest. But the answer to the question, anyway, is Spacemen 3, and the winners, which have been drawn out of the had by a process with which, frankly, I'm entirely unfamiliar, but it was done while I was at home. But the winners are these. Alan Jacobs, Notty Ash, Liverpool. Alan Peacock from Esh Winning in Durham. John Ratt, is that right? From St. John's, Worcester. Janet Lewis from Montgomery Powys. Susan Nicol from Dundee. Simon Paulson from Eastern Bristol. That's Mike Keelan Boyer, I think, from Handsworth Wood in Birmingham, Philip Marshall from Plymouth, Paul Walton, Chesterless Street, County Durham, and finally Russell Barnes of Lower Pennsylvania, Exeter, Devon. So these people will be, in the fullness of time, receiving copies, autographed copies, no less, of that Spiritualized EP. A collector's item already of two waveforms. I'm gonna go get some more. I think that excessive surface noise back there is all part of the fun. Doesn't matter whether it is or not. Anyway, great stuff. This is Two Waveforms on Flagbearer Records from an EP called Beyond the Final Frontier. And Backside of the Red Moon is the title of the track. Every once in a while, when I'm listening to records at home, I thrust my arm deep into the recesses of the CD mountain of unheard CDs and pull out something pretty darn good. And this week, it's an LP, I don't know when it was released, it must have been quite a few months ago now, on Ace Records, called If You Want to Be Happy by Jimmy Soul. And here's a track from this, which is called Everybody's Gone Ape. Especially for the pig tonight. From 1963, that's Jimmy Soul, and the track's called Everybody's Gone Ape, from an LP If You Want to Be Happy. Another track from the LP later on today, actually between 5 and 7 on Radio 1, when we have sessions for you from 60 Foot Dolls and Frank Black. Next weekend, while I'm thinking about it, in this programme, it's Van Basten and Quickspace Supersport, and yeah, that's right, next Saturday, it's Stereolab and the Blue Tones. This is the last tonight, though, from the Grifters. They're in session. Life, in their estimation anyway, is swell.
Around the football gear that's left here, the memories of a year that was bad, bad, worse than you would think. It was terrible to think about, and so we're gonna live without it. Eating a whole food
but I think you should see what a terrible lover I am with you.
Hands up if you agree with me that they made that up as they went along. That's the last one.
Hotel songs.
Thank you. Confirming what I was saying. Those are the Grifters, the last of them, which is called Life Is Swell. Don't forget, they've got a sizzling LP out on Sub Pop Records, which is called Ain't My Lookout. Mega City 4, long time since we played any of their tunes. There's a new LP called Soul Scraper, and you have a look inside the sleeve, and there's Wiz, and you think, must play one of theirs. Mega City 4 on Fire Records, a track from the LP Soul Scraper. And here's a fax from Media Lab in Wolverhampton, and it says, it comes from Shake and Reg, and it says, amongst other things, we are partial to a bit of jungle. I hope this will do.
show you. I don't play that. Shut up. I'm my time. Shut up.
Marvellous Kane on Run-Ins Records. This is Boogie Down. And I had an extraordinary day on, I think it was Wednesday. Because I came into London, which isn't something that I do lightly on during the week, because, well, I like being at home, you know, East Anglian boy these days. And it must be Wednesday, because on Tuesday we went to see Ipswich play Walsall, which wasn't a great game, I have to say. And I felt rather sorry for Walsall. I thought they were unlucky, really. And their number seven, the captain, I never caught his name because I didn't have a programme, but played a really good game. And it's sad that he ended up on the losing side. Anyway, that's nothing to do with it at all. But came in for lunch with a sort of vague chum, and well, we sat in a, you know, this Turkish restaurant and talking quite a bit and eating quite a bit, and I'm afraid drinking quite a bit as well. And then after we'd finished, we went out to a place across the road and drank a little bit more, and then we went back to first mate's office and drank there as well. It was there, you know, and spoke to us in the most amiable manner. He's rather surprised, I think, to find that we were listed amongst his guests, but he didn't object or have us chucked out or anything. So, anyway, it turned out a good afternoon, turned into a pretty good evening as well, and it's quite nice to phone home and have the children say, you know, what do you think you're doing? Shouldn't you be home? I think, I'm supposed to say that to you, not you to me. Anyway, the reason I mention all of this is because during the dog racing, I was sitting next to somebody, or somebody came up and asked me to play a specific record on the radio. Now, I wrote it down, and this was under the influence of a fair quantity of red wine, as I say. So John Howard is one of the names, and it says Love to Lindsay, but I'll be darned if I can read what I wrote down for the title of the track. Almost certainly it wasn't Plover and Scent, but that's what's coming up anyway.
Not that I thought I would. The scent of blue woke me up.
on Brinkman Records from the Greater Europe, that's Plover, and from an LP called To the South, a track called Scent. And this next is from the latest LP by Dis, which is on Sonic Bubblegum on CD. But if you get it on vinyl, it's on My Pal God Records, an arrangement which seems to be reasonably popular in the United States of America. The LP is called The Historically Troubled Third Album, and it's got lots of amusing titles on it, like this one, The Day We Danced in Your Swimsuit.
Yeah.
This is from White Label Volume 3, Gunhead, and the track's called Exercite. After the news, it's Eliza Carthy.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
The threat to wildlife from a supertanker stuck off the coast of Milford Haven seems to be receding. Experts say the slick is far smaller than first thought. The weather's keeping it out to sea. Thousands of people have been taking part in peace rallies in Northern Ireland. In the Irish Republic, a campaign is underway to encourage people to wear a white ribbon as a sign of support for peace. Yorkshire Water is defending its decision to put up prices by twice the rate of inflation. It's facing increasing anger from customers. Firefighters on Tayside are on the verge of strike action. They voted overwhelmingly in favour of holding a strike ballot. It's feared budget cuts could reach more than £800,000. And a retired Mexican car maker has made a Volkswagen Beetle out of more than 2,000 record players. Efforts across the country to get into the Guinness Book of Records have hit fever pitch. One team has set out to make the world's biggest cup of coffee. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
Well, that's from the LP, what's it called? Heat, Light and Sound, Eliza Carthy, Cold, Wet and Rainy Night in the Grand Hornpipe, a tune which I'm sure has been played on several occasions by Andy Kershaw, who this weekend on Radio 1 on Sunday night between 10 and 12 has Cordelia's Dad in session. Extraordinary story, that last one in the news. I mean, I'm not one of those people who normally sort of the amusing item at the end of the news to make the rest of it seem kind of okay. But this one about making a Volkswagen Beetle out of 2,000 record players is something which really does take my fancy. I'd quite like to see that. This is from the Teen Angels on Sub Pop Records, again from the LP Daddy.
And watch out at 1 o'clock, the 1FM rap show with me, Westwood.
You know how we do.
Yeah. Fat Fridays 1 till 4 a.m. Number flavor, you know how we do. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Stay tuned, your bloody station.
There's our old pal Christian Vogel and a 12-inch on Trezor Records, which is called Bite and Scratch, and from Stereo Lab and their LP on Geophonic UHF discs. The LP is called it's called Emperor Tomato Ketchup. This is Anonymous Collective, a quieter piece, really reflective even. Let's see, when is that session of those coming up? Saturday the 24th of February. Oh, my goodness me. Well, well, well. They're coming up in session. That's Stereo Lab from the LP Emperor Tomato Ketchup. I noticed, too, that Christian Vogel, who you heard before that, can be heard in this programme again on Friday, the 3rd of March. And what else is that I can tell you? Well, I can tell you, I'll give you all of that later on today between 5 and 7, I think, when we have sessions from the 60-Foot Dolls and Frank Black. This next is, well, I've got a fax here, the last one of the night, and it comes from Steve Graham of Carrickfergus, and it says, amongst other things, play more noisy kids with guitars. I can't actually vouch for the kind of kid status of these next people, but they certainly operate guitars, or some of them do. Tune, spelled C-H-U-N-E, from an LP, Big Hat, No Cattle, and a track called Astonishingly Dual Rectums, but dual spelled as in, have it you, sir, you know, with swords and that kind of, or pistols, or pillowcases if you like, but dual rectums nevertheless, and it goes something like this. A Noise with a View, that's Tune, C-H-U-N-E, from their LP Big Hat, No Cattle, almost to the end of tonight's programme, which I hope was made up to agree, at least, for last Friday's understandably rather depressed programme. I'll leave you with Jar Warrior and Conquering Dove. Mrs. Moscow and Wardrop, trading as Jar Warrior on Jar Warrior Records. This is Conquering Dub. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back with you between 5 and 7. In the meantime, here's Westwood.
Yes. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
What happened? We were receiving operating difficulties. Please stand your ass by, man.
Please stand by while we get ourselves together.